Welcome to the Blues Trail Revisited podcast. It's episode 19, and I'm Ted Reed. This show is sponsored by the Clarksdale Tourism Commission, Visit Clarksdale, and in partnership with the Blues Foundation. The Blues Trail Revisited podcast is an offshoot of a film I finished this year about my return to the Mississippi Delta to rediscover the places I first encountered 50 years ago. To see the film, just go to www.bluestrailrevisited.com.
Back about 80 years.
Whenever there's a music festival in Clarksdale, you can always find blues veteran Bill Howlin' Mad Perry. Part of Bill's story is how he was a music teacher at the Delta Blues Museum's music education program for kids in the Clarksdale school system. One of his favorite stories is how he gave a well-known local artist his stage name. And here's a congratulations to Kingfish on his Grammy nomination this year for Best Contemporary Blues Album.
When did you first run into Chris Dunning?
Walking into the Delta Blues Museum one day, Bob Kimbrough told me, say, you know, you got a new student downstairs. And when I got downstairs, Chris Stone was sitting there with his dad. And I introduced myself. He introduced himself and his dad. And I asked him, I said, well, what is it you want to learn how to play? I want to learn how to play bass. I said, well, do you want to learn how to play bass, to play gospel or blues? Well, play blues. I'm like, well, okay. I said, let me ask you another question. Are you married? And he almost melted. I said, no, sir. I said, well, do you have a girlfriend? In other words, you know, I mean, see, if you ain't married or got a girlfriend, what's that gave you the blues, okay? But it was something that I saw in his eyes, okay? And he wanted to learn, and that was a big difference from, I'd say, 98% of the rest of the students that was over there at the museum at that time. You know, and I'm proud today, you know, to see him, you know, doing what he's doing and getting the recognition that he rightfully deserved, because he earned it. And, you know, and also, I mean, deep down inside of me, you know, when I try to pass on knowledge or whatever to anybody, you know, and they take it, you know, for the truth that it is, and they move forward. Well, as far as the old saying go, you know, about, you know, helping each other, lifting each other up, or whatever the case may be, it just, you know, a feeling can't get no better than that. And like I was telling you earlier about my daughter, there was a time and stuff, you understand, I talked to her the same way. And last week we was up in Pigeon Forge, and she won Artist of the Year for her new CD. So again, you know, it's like I don't have any hairs left in my chest. Because, you know, her picking up that trophy and stuff, every hair in my chest popped out. It was sticking out so far, you know. Wow.
So when did you know that Kingfish was something special?
The first time that he walked on stage with me and stuff, a little man, no fright, no nothing. And like I said, you know, in his eyes, told the rest of the story. And anytime, I don't care what it is that you're doing, but if you take the time out to teach yourself, to practice, you know, a lot of folks have surprised me, you know, think that this music business is about magic. You know, all of a sudden a magic wand is gonna be waved and there you are. Well, it don't work like that. And to see a young person with all the crap that's out here that a young person can get into and peer pressure, you know, I mean, we know what that can be. And then see, also at the same time, I see a lot of myself in Kingfish when I was his age. You know, it's like out of all the stuff that was out there, and I was in Chicago at that time, okay? And that I could have, the gangs, you name it. You know, but see, I'm never ashamed to admit that there's no such thing as me getting too much attention. And at a very early age myself, you know, I found myself because getting up there on that stage and playing and people enjoying it and, you know, telling me, hey, keep up the good work and stuff, you know, and to see that in somebody else and move forward. You know, and I watch videos, you know, that different people have put up, you know, at his shows. And all I can do is sit back and smile and watch the hairs pop out of my chest, okay? And knowing that he's going to stay on the straight and narrow because he's got the right people there. And see, and his mom, you know, she was there, you know. Well, she's been there from the day he came into the world, but to keep his head straight, to keep him focused and stuff. And the history books will record his story. And when the history books do that, I'm sure one way or the other, my name will come up. And again, if I be still around, you know, all you're gonna see is the hairs popping out of my chest.
Jelly in the jar, no flour in the set. I ain't got nothing cooking, baby. Please, won't you come back? Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. The day, oh girl, you went away. Well, I'm all fresh
Kingfish, as Roger
Stoley
told me.
Yeah, I did.
So why don't you just say, I gave him the name Kingfish.
Well, see, you know, I gave him the name Kingfish. He, you know, I used to, well, see, due to the fact that I'm still a kid myself. I refuse to grow up, okay? Just, so, you know, it's easy for me to relate to kids, and I like to play with them, okay? And I had a habit, I would tell them, you know, say, look, I want you to bring me some wine tomorrow, some whiskey or something like that. Well, when it was Kingfish's turn, I told him, I said, yo man, I said, tomorrow, bring me a bottle of wine. Mr. Perry, now you know I can't buy no wine. You know, I'm too young. I said, well, get your mama to buy it. Just bring me the wine, okay? Well, the next day when he came in, he walked down and, you know, into the classroom, and as soon as he walked, stepped off the last step, you know, his shoulders drop, you know, and had a disappointed look and everything. See, Miss Perry, I had your wine, but I dropped it and I broke it. I went, yo, man, come on now. Don't tell me that. That's why I'm just going to say that you drank it, okay? No, I broke it. I said, look, and I got up close to him. I went, I said, you drank it, okay? So I had the students to come by, and they was like, yeah, I smell it, okay? I said, you know, what you're doing is, I said, you shucking and jiving me, man. And so therefore, because all his students got a nickname for me, right? He hadn't got a nickname yet. So I told him, I said, you know, due to the fact that I know you shucking and jiving me, I said, you remind me of a character from an old TV show from years ago, the Kingfish. And I said, you are the Kingfish from now on and stuff. And funny, it's done stuck. Just, you know, it all started as a joke. So believe me, you know, it's just, I love to laugh and I love to have fun, you know, and Kingfish and quite a few of them other students, you know, I really had a lot of fun with giving them nicknames and stuff. But to see this young man, you know, rising up and everything, and it just makes me feel good, you know, and the feeling gets even deeper, you know, knowing I was there when he first said I wanted to play.
Very good story.
Thank you very much. Yes.
So special about Clarkstown?
Well, you know, I guess you can say, I can, you know, looking back to the 60s and coming forward, you know, this has always been a place that coming here playing the blues, the people was always into it. And, you know, coming here and people enjoying the music and all that kind of good stuff. But then, you know, folks like Deke, Roger Stoley, you know, Bill Luckett, Morgan Freeman, you know, they all had another kind of vision that fits right in with this. And today, you know, like late last year, we was down in Brazil and, you know, talking to the musicians and stuff down there, and they was like, you know, coming to Clarksdale, Mississippi, it's like going to Mecca, you know. And due to the fact that nowhere else here in Mississippi can match Clarksdale for the blues. And, you know, like, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, don't get no better than that. And that's one of the reasons, you know, like myself, being a musician, although, you know, I'm known as a blues man, but I'm quick to say that I was a musician first, you know? And so therefore I got 7 decades of, you know, music, different music, you know, from the 50s on up. And so, you know, and to be, you know, able to be a part of this, you know, even give it to me due to the fact that I said me being a part, you know, is just another part of the specialty. And then as murals, as a mural down here, you know, with my picture on it and stuff. So, you know, they are taking it to another level here. And I'm just glad to be a part of it because it is special. And if ever, I don't think it probably will be, probably won't be nowhere else in Mississippi that ever matched this. So as time goes on, it's going to get more and more special.
You can hear those hairs popping.
Yes, indeed. Tell me about it.
Excellent. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
It.
One other thing before you turn your camera off.
Oh, yeah, one more thing to say.
One other thing I want to do. Can I hold my CDs up?
Yeah.
Okay. To elaborate a little bit more about the specialty of Clarksdale, and I'm sure, you know, from Deke to everybody else, the title of my new CD is called Thankful for the Blues. And I'm sure everybody here, well, if it wasn't for the blues, you know, Deke wouldn't be here, Roger wouldn't be here, a whole bunch of people wouldn't be here. So this is a title right here that everybody can relate to that's in the blues. The blues DJs, you know, if it wasn't for the blues, they wouldn't have nothing to play. So they got to be thankful for it. And see, me, I'm thankful for it because due to the fact that I'm, what, 95% blind, okay, I'm handicapped, ain't nothing else I can do in life. And this is what keep me going and what keep me alive and keep the old blood pumping. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Keep that blood pumping.
Yes, I am. Because, see, what we're going to do is, you know, it's one thing to see it and hear it in your head, but to be able to make it a tangible reality where other people can see it, feel it, and touch it, well, it makes me feel special. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, man.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Blues Trail Revisited podcast in partnership with Visit Clarksdale and with the Blues Foundation. You can watch the film that inspired this podcast by going to www.bluestrailrevisited.com. And you can find out a lot more about Clarksdale, Mississippi by going to visitclarksdale.com or download the app and check out all the cool interactive features. And for news and info about the Blues Foundation and the Blues Hall of Fame, go to blues.org. I'd like to shout out a special hello to the folks at Live from Clarksdale and Shared Experiences USA. They're still live streaming music from Clarksdale and organizing special Delta experiences. Check out their Facebook page or livefromclarksdale.com and sharedexperiencesusa.com. I'm Ted Reed, and to all you blues music fans out there, keep on hitting the blues trail. You never know what you're going to find. The Blues Trail Revisited podcast is produced by Ted Reed Productions. The field audio producer is Nolan Dean, and our project manager is Jamie Nice. Thanks for listening.